话之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年8月2日，星期日。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladeva 为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿布达瓦堂的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So you continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, Chapter 8, Questions by King Parikshit. Today we're studying text number 22.
我们今天继续阅读《圣殿博迦瓦坛》第二篇第八章帕克希特王的提问。我们今天要阅读的诗节是第22诗节。
呀
呀
哇
哇
阿努沙依南
阿努沙依南
Sarga,
Sarga,
Yo Vanushainam Sarga,
Yo Vanushainam Sarga,
Pashandasya,
Pashandasya,
Cha,
Cha,
Sambhava,
Sambhava,
Pashandasya, Cha, Sambhava,
Vasandasya cha sambhava
Atmana
Atmana
Bandha
Bandha
Mokshau
Mokshau
Cha
Cha
Atmano Bandha Mokshau cha
Atmano Bandha Mokshau cha
Vyavasthanam
Vyavasthanam
Svarupata
Svarupata
Vyavasthanam Svarupata
Vyavasthanam Svarupadam
Yovanushainam Sarga
Yovanushainam Sarga
Pashandasya cha sambhava
Vasandasya cha sambhava
Atmano bandha mokshau cha
Atmano bandha mokshau cha
Vyavasthanam svarupata
Vyavasthanam svarupata
Okay, word for word.
字对字
Ya
Ya, 所有那些
哇
哇或
Anushainam
Anushainam 融入至尊主的身体
Sarga
Sarga 创造
Pashandasya
Pashandasya 不信教的
Cha
Cha 和
Sambhava
Sambhava 出现
Atmana
Atmana 生物的
Bandha
Bandha 受制约的
Moksha
Moksha 解脱的
Cha
Cha 还有
Vyavasthanam
Vyavasthanam 因为处于
Svarupata
Svarupata在没有受制约的状况下。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文由圣恩舒拉帕帕提供。还请解释，进入至尊主身体的生物是怎样被创造出来的？无神论者是怎样在世上出现的？以及不受制约的生物体是怎样生存的？要旨。自尊主的争取进步的奉献者 必然会询问真正的灵性导师，融入至尊主身体的生物是怎样在重新创造时回到 物质世界的。生物有两种，永远解脱的，不受制约的，和永远受制约的。永远受制约的生物也可以分为两种，信神的和不信神的。信神的生物又可以分为两种，奉献者和心智思辨者。心智思辨者想融入至尊主的存在，与至尊主合一，至尊主的奉献者则想保持个体性，一直在不断地为至尊主做服务。没有完全得到进化的奉献者以及经验主义的哲学家，在下一个创造时将再度进入受制约的环境做进一步的进化。这些受制约的灵魂通过进一步的为至尊主做奉爱服务得到了解脱。帕尔克希特王向真正的灵性导师询问所有的这些问题，以便完全精通神的科学。译文：还请您解释，进入至尊主身体的生物怎样被创造出来？无神论者是怎样在世上出现的？以及不受制约的生物是怎样生存的？
Magyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashatade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Panchakaupataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here Parikshit Maharaj is continue asking questions to his Guru Maharaj, Srila Shukadeva Goswami.
在这里呢，帕克希特王继续向他的 Guru Maharaj, Srila Shukadeva Goswami 进行了询问。
So this is a very important thing to do for the disciples.
作为一位门徒，这是一个很重要的需要做的事情。
To ask questions.
询问问题。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, chapter 4, text 34, you have it, Bhagavad Gita?
Yes, I do have it, but I also have the verse in my mind.
Okay, so you say the verse in Sanskrit.
Oh, no.
You know? No, you don't know. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarsinaha. Okay, bring out the words from your mind.
这个世界呢是来自于佛家梵歌的第四章的第34节，努力的皈依灵性导师，向他学习真理，寻以疑难，全然的顺从，而且呢，为他做服务，自觉的灵魂应掌握的真理，故能受你指使。
So here is two things are saying, inquiring from the spirit of mass and the render service.
那这里面呢，就讲述了两个方面的问题，一个呢是要向灵性导师询问问题，另外一个呢是要做服务。
So the first is very clear. The first is to inquire submissively.
所以呢，首先呢是非常清晰的告诉我们是要很顺从的去询问。
Because without asking questions, how can we know?
因为如果是不问问题的话，我们又如何能够了解呢？
This asking questions is something that is common to all living entities.
所以对于所有的生物体来说呢，问问题是一件很普通的事情。
In the material world, all living entities are engaged in asking questions and hearing answers.
在这物质世界里的所有的人都在问问题，而且都在询问所聆听到的答案，就是在聆听所得到的答案。
Even the birds outside.
就是所有的生物体都在做这件事情，即便是外面的鸟儿也是这么做的。
Yes, beep 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 beep. What is food? Where is there's danger? What is the problem? Always asking questions. Hear answers.
所以呢，就是这个鸟儿通过它的这个叫声呢，就在问哪儿有吃的呀，哪儿有危险的，这情况到底是怎么回事啊？然后呢，它再去听着这个问题的答案。
The problem is that in the material world we ask questions regarding our material necessities.
但是这个物质世界的问题呢，就是我们询问的问题呢，都是和我们的物质的需求相关的问题。
What is food? Where can I take rest? How can I have progeny? How can I protect myself?
食物在哪儿啊？我在哪儿能睡觉啊？我怎么能够产生我的后代呢？还有就是我怎么能够保护我自己呢？
So these are common to human beings and animals.
对呢，这些对于人类和对于动物来说呢，都是非常普遍的行为。
What distinguishes the human being is that the human beings inquire about the absolute truth, about the reality, not about this material temporary thing.
但是呢，人类和动物之间的区别就是，人类他会去探寻绝对真理的问题。他会去问一些永恒的问题，而不是关于一些短暂易逝的问题。
So it's a normal inquiry, you know. If you we are in this material creation, you know, it's a natural inquiry to say, how did I come to this material world? Why I am here?
How did I come from this material?
How do I come to this material world? Why I am here?
Yeah. 就是作为这个就是探寻绝对真理的人，他会很普遍的问一个问题，就是我为什么会来到这个物质世界呢？我怎么会在这儿呢
？Why do I have to suffer?
我怎么要受？我为什么要受苦呢
？How can I stop suffering?
我怎么能够停止我的苦呢
？Who am I exactly？
我到底是谁
？And what is the purpose of my being here？
那我来这儿的目的到底是什么
？These are the beginning questions of a human being。
对，这是作为一个人类，他首先应该开始询问的问题。
So how we came to this material world？
我们是怎么来的？我们到底是怎么来到这个物质世界的？
So here is asking Maharaj Parikshit is asking Shukadeva Goswami, how did the living entities merge in the body of the Lord and again came back at the time of the creation?
对呢，在这里是Parikshit 王向Shukadeva Goswami 所问的这个问题就是。这个生物体它是怎么融入到了至尊主的这个躯体里面，并且它又怎么又一次来到了这个物质世界？
Means that the living entities are different from matter because at one time they had a material body and then they enter into the body of the Lord. So means they must be different from their material bodies.
所以说呢，就这个生物体它其实和这个物质的这个躯体不是一回事儿，那它曾经呢是出现在这个物质躯体之中，但是后来呢，它又融入到了至尊主的躯体里面，所以这样的话呢，就证明了它和它的这个物质躯体一定是有区别的。
The common understanding of people without any knowledge is that everything began at the time of my birth.And everything will be finished at the time of my death.
对，对于这方面没有任何知识的人呢，他就会觉得一切呢就开始于我的出生，一切结束于我的死亡。
But we all know this cannot is we at least we are have taken to spiritual life. We understand that this cannot be.
但是作为我们这些开始进行灵性生活的人来说呢，不是这么回事儿。
How come at one time I did not exist, and then after some time, after death, I will not exist? How come I can do not exist? How is it possible?
嗯，就是为什么我在一开始的时候存在，然后呢，等我死了以后，然后就变得不存在了，这怎么可能呢？
No, before I was not born, I did not exist. And then after die, I will not exist. How is it possible that I did not exist and I will not exist?
嗯，就是在我没有出生之前，
you have to understand.
Yes. I think you're trying to say that so before I'm not exist and after I die I'm not exist.
How can it be that before taking birth I did not exist? How can it be that after death I will not exist?
Yeah. 就是那怎么可能在我没有出生之前我是不存在的？然后呢，在我死亡了以后呢，我也不存在，这是怎么可能呢？
Yeah.How can you understand non-existence?
就是到底怎么去理解没有就是不存在这件事情？
Can everybody conceive not existing?
所以是不是每一个人他都能够感知到不存在？
Can anyone accept the idea of not existing?
是不是任何一个人他都能接受这个概念？
No, you are not understanding. You are not understanding. Yeah. Can you feel? Can you say what means not existing?
就是 OK.
Can anyone explain
what means
non-existing?
Yeah. 就是说，就是当一个人他不存在的时候，就任何人他能不能感受到，或者是去描述它不存在的这种状态。
Does anyone have experience of non-existing?
是不是有任何一个人他体验过不存在的这种体验？
It's a question we should ask ourselves. Can we say that I experienced that at one time I was not existing?There's no such experience. We experience existing always. That's our way. Our experience is of existing. We have never experienced non-existence.
对呢，这个
实际上是 we remember being existing and we thinking that we're going to exist always.
其实呢，这是一个我们每一个人都必须要探寻的一个问题，就是我们是不是曾经有过这样的感受，就是。感受过不存在的这种感受，其实我们永远的感受都是存在的感受，因为我们始终都是存在着的这种状态。
That's why people do not accept death.
所以也就为什么人们他就不会接受死亡。
Because for them death means something that they have never experienced, being non-existent, and they cannot admit that they will be non-existent.
因为呢，这个死亡也就意味着让他觉得他就不会再存在了，那这个是他不能够接受的，因为他从来就没有体验过不存在的这种感受。
So non-existence is something that we have no experience of.
所以说呢，这种不存在的这种状态是我们从来都没有体验过的状态。
When we go to sleep.We go to sleep, but then we wake up to when we wake up, we resume our activities like before.
所以呢，当我们睡着了以后呢，我们不做事情了。但是等我们醒过来以后呢，我们又重新的开始我们之前所从事的那些活动。
So it seems that when we are sleeping, we are non-existing in terms of because we are not awakened. We are not existing in a normal life, but.It's just a period of time, and then we wake up and we resume our lives like usually.
但是，所以呢，就当我们在睡着了以后呢，就变成了一个不存在的一个状态。因为在睡着的时候，我们并没有去从事我们在醒着的时候的那些活动。 但是那只是一段时间，然后等我们醒过来以后呢，我们又开始去过平常过的那种生活了。
And when we wake up, we don't think that for a few hours before when we are sleeping, we were not existing. Nobody thinks like that.
但是呢，等我们醒来了以后呢，我们又不会再想在那几个小时里面，当我们睡觉的时候，我们是处在不存在的状态的，没有人去这么想。
It's just we have been existing in another platform. That's all.
其实呢，我们就会理解以我们是在一个另外的一种层面下，就在另外一种这个platform， 我们在另外一个层面上在存在着，就这么感觉而已。
So, when you are sleeping, we are existing in the dreaming situation, dreaming platform. We are dreaming. That's our existence in the sleep.
所以说呢，就是当我们存在，当我们在睡觉的时候，我们那种存在状态是在一个梦境的状态下的一种存在。
So the same way as we have difficulty to accept that after dying we will not exist, we also have difficulty to accept that one time before we were born we did not exist, because non-existence is something that we don't have experience of.
对呢，因为我们没有体验过在死亡之后的这种存在的状态，以及在出生之前的存在的状态，所以我们就不接受，因为我们从来没有过这样的经历。
So the same, the living entities, you know, after the material creation, they go back into the body of Mahavishnu, and they are in a sleeping state.
同样呢。当这个生物体它的这个躯体进入到 Mahavishnu 的
when the creation ends,
当这个创造结束的时候呢，这个生物体它会进入到 Mahavishnu 的体内，然后呢处在一种睡眠的这个状态。
Yeah, is existing but in a dormant, not like in a sleeping condition.
那它呢其实还是存在的，但是呢它是处在一种睡眠的休眠的状态。
Until the next creation, when they are brought out by the Mahavishnu breathing out, all living entities are brought out into the material womb again.
直到下一次创造的时候呢，当 Mahavishnu 他再一次呼出这些生物体，或者是这个生物体它再次被这个注入到物质自然的子宫里的时候，又出生了。
But they are always existing.
但是呢，它其实始终都是存在的。
Either existing in a sleeping state inside the body of Mahavishnu, or in awakened state when we are in a material body in the creation, we always exist.
无论他是以睡眠的状态处在 Mahavishnu 的体内，还是以醒着的状态处在物质世界的一个物质躯体之中，但是他始终都是醒的，始终都是存在的状态。
Srila Prabhupada speaks about the two types of living entities.
那 Srila Prabhupada 讲到了呢，有两类生物体。
Those who are ever liberated, they are never conditioned by material life.
一个呢是永恒解脱了的，他们从来呢都不会受限于物质的生活。
They are always living in a spiritual world.
他们总是生活在灵性世界里。
They may, some of them may come to the material world as to do a particular service to the Lord, to help the conditioned souls, but they are never conditioned by material existence, even when they come to the material world.
那他们有一些人呢，是由于要协助至尊主来到这个物质世界，来帮助这些受条件限制的灵魂，所以呢，他们就来到物质世界了。但是呢，当他们在物质世界里的时候呢，他们也从来都没有被这个物质世界的状态所限制。
And the other ones Srila Prabhupada mentioned, ever conditioned living beings. They have been conditioned in material existence for so many lifetimes, for so many creations, that we cannot trace the beginning.
但是还有一类生物体呢，是帕帕描述说呢是永恒受限制的生物体，也就是说呢，它们始终都是在这个物质生在这个物质世界里面进行不断的轮回，而且呢，已经是在不能追溯的那个时代就开始了。
嗯。So, because they fell down from the spiritual world, they misused their independence and they fell down from the spiritual world, and then they have been conditioned in material existence for many, many lifetimes and maybe even many creations.
因为呢，他们错用了自己的自由意志，所以说呢，就从灵性世界摔了下来，然后呢，就一直限制在这物质世界里面，而且呢是限制了很多很多的生世，甚至于是限制了很多很多的创，就是这个物质的创造。
嗯、So amongst these conditioned living entities who are in the material, who have been in the material world since time immemorial, some of them are very very atheistic. They just try to enjoy their material situation, and even though it's a very difficult existence, still they try to find some enjoyment in their material existence, no matter what it is.
所以呢，就是在这两种生物体中，他们就是从这个远古以来一直在这个物质世界的这种状态。其中有一种呢，他们是非常的处于无神论的状态的。就无论他是，即便是处在这种受苦的状态，但是呢，他也是要去享受在这个物质世界的生活。
So for instance, those who are in a lower species of life, like in a 8 million species of life before human beings, they are all just engaged in material activities, trying to survive, trying to experience some happiness in material existence.
比如说，因为在这世界有840万种生物体，那么在他们成为人类之前呢，他们其实都是在过着这样的生活，他们都是努力的要在这个物质世界去享受着快乐，从事那样的活动。
And when they progressive, eventually come to the human form of life.If they remain like that, just attracted to material existence, try to have material enjoyment, they can put back into the lower species of life again.
然后呢，这些都是非常低等的生物体，但是在它不断的这个进程的过程中呢，终于就变成了人类的身形。但如果它要在人类的这个身形中呢，它如果依然是享受的它在这个物质存在中的这种生活的话，那他还会依然的再会打回到他之前的低等的生物的形式之中。
Because if they live they have human forms, but they live their lives like animals, just thinking about eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, then they lose that opportunity of a human life. Because these activities you can fulfill very nicely in any lower species of life with.Some advantage, because in a low species of life, you don't experience any karma. You don't do any karma. Whatever you do is according to laws of nature. But as human beings try to just enjoy like animals, we produce karma and we suffer the result.
嗯，而且呢，就是当他变成了这个人类之后，如果他要是没有正当的去利用他的这个人类的这个身形。而仅仅是像动物一样去进行这个吃睡防卫和交配的这些活动的话，而且他在这样的这个人类的这个形象下去做这些活动的时候，他其实还会产生一些这个业报，因为他对于就是人类的这个身形相对于其他的那些动物形式它是有优势的，那他这么做的时候呢是会产生业报，然后呢还会是一个受苦，但是在低等的这个生物形体下。他做完了以后呢，还不会有业报的反应。
Animals, they don't do anything wrong. They just follow the laws of nature.
因为动物他们其实不会做错事的，他们只是在按照这个自然的规律在去做事情。
They don't choose. They don't really choose what to do. They are impelled by nature to act in a particular way.
所以呢，他们其实并没有做出选择，他们要做什么，他们只是在被自然的驱使下去做他们要做的事情。
So if a human being wants to enjoy like animals, like just trying to enjoy eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, then it's better that they are put back into the animal form.
所以说，作为一个人，他如果他只是想要去进行吃睡、防卫和交配这些行为的话，那就最好还是回到动物的这种身形象去做这些事情。
That's why it's very important. It's very important to help the conditioned souls to not downgrade themselves.
所以说呢，作为这个受条件限制的灵魂，就最重要的一件，就很重要的一件事情，就是不要让自己再下滑。
Because if they lose the opportunity of this human life, they are thrown back.Into the lower species, and that's really very regrettable.
因为呢，他要是这个错过了这个就是错用了他这个人类的身形，然后呢，他就再会再次的被打回低等的生物体或者最低等的这种生物体的形式，那这是非常遗憾的。
But if somebody hears, even with involuntarily hears the holy name.Or take some prasad or see the form of the Lord is already guaranteed the next life he will have a human form of life.
但是如果一个人他要是看到了主的形象或者是听到了主的名字的声音或者是荣耀了一次 prasad 的话呢他已经被保证他下次还是能够得到人的形体的。
So many times I mentioned to the devotees, but the devotees don't take very seriously. When you contact other people, even if you're just crossing in the street to say good morning, say Hare Krishna also. Ni hao, Hare Krishna, Zao Han, Hare Krishna. They don't understand what you say. They understand Zao Han, but they don't understand what is Hare Krishna. But they are hearing the holy name, and this is so beneficial to them.
Mm.那我呢其实反复在和奉献者的强调这一点，但是呢大家其实并没有听进去，就是当我们哪怕在路上走，在跟别人在打招呼的时候，比如说清晨在跟人家说早安，然后后面加一句 Hare Krishna, 那么对面的人呢他可能他并不知道 Hare Krishna 到底是什么，他只听到了早安，但是呢他就因为听到了 Hare Krishna, 他其实就已经获益了。
Or you can say first, Hare Krishna, Zao An.
那或者你可以先开始说一句 Hare Krishna, 早安。
So they only perceive Zao An, but the holy name enters their ear, and moreover, they are hearing the holy name without committing any offense.
那其实呢，他可能他只听到他明白早安什么意思，但他其实没有。懂这个 Hare Krishna 是什么意思，但是呢他听到了圣名，而且呢是在一个没有冒犯的情况下听到的这个圣名。
They just hear it. The sound goes in, they are not judging, they are not doing anything, they just, the holy name just goes inside.
因为他只是听到了，他并没有做任何事情，他也没有进行任何的评判，就这个圣名只是就这样进入他的耳朵里。
If you make them accept prasad and they eat the prasad, they are guaranteeing their human life for the next life.
那如果他们要是得到了 prasad, 你把 prasad 给他们的话呢，吃了这个 prasad, 那他也能够这个保证能够得到他下一次的人类的身形。
So these are things that can contact with the spiritual energy can help the conditioned soul.To not downgrade themselves.
所以呢，这个呢就可以触碰这个灵性的能量，并且呢，能够保护这个受条件限制的灵魂，它不会再往下滑。
Or even if they, for some reason, they have to take the birth of animal in the next life, immediately they will come back to the human form of life because they have some very special. Pious credits, spiritual pious credits, or devotional pious credits.
但就即便是他下一次又成为了动物的话，那他也能很快的再次回到人类的这个身形，因为呢，他积攒了一些很特别的灵性的信用。
We have So this is the only way. Is the only way the conditioned soul can avoid being thrown back into the lower species of life. If they do something that it's proper for human life, some contact with the spiritual energy.
所以呢，就是如果要是人他能够在人类生活中，人类的身形中做一些正确的事情，也就是和这个灵性的能量相触碰的话，这是唯一的能够保证他不会再跌落到动物身形的这种方式。
If they read a book, Srila Prabhupada book, they are benefited. If they associate with the devotees and they like the devotees, they are benefited. So many ways you can benefit the conditioned souls to not downgrade themselves into the very low species of life.
如果他们要是阅读舍拉帕巴的书籍，或者是喜欢和奉献者联谊的话，和奉献者有了这种联谊，这些都可以保护他们不会再下滑到这个低等的这个生物形式。
So out of these living entities who are conditioned in the material world, some are faithful, some are not faithful, like Srila Prabhupada mentioned.
那既然舍拉帕巴他所提到的，就是在这些受条件限制的灵魂中呢，有些是有信心的，有些是没有信心的。
The faithful can be two types, the devotees or those who are seeking liberation.
那么就是这个就是所谓就是信神的跟不信神的。那么这个信神的呢又分为两种，一种呢是奉献者，还有另外一种呢是在寻找神的人。
They are seeking liberation.
他们在寻找解脱。
So they want to become one with the Lord. That's the only thing they understand.
就是他们唯一理解的事情呢，就是他们希望能够和主在一起。
Whereas the devotees, they want to serve the Lord and be eternally engaged in the service of the Lord.
而奉献者呢，他们是希望能够服务主，并且能够永恒的和主为主做着服务。
So if either any conditioned souls they don't become purified and they don't leave this material existence until the end of the creation, then they have to enter into the body of Mahavishnu.
对呢，就是任何一个生物体，它如果要是在这个创造的这个结束的时候，如果是没有处在一个被净化的这种状态下的话，那它也就只能够进入到 Mahavishnu 的体内。
Either if they are not liberated, become one with Brahman, or if they are not going back to the spiritual world, then they go in the end of the creation, they enter into the body of Mahavishnu, and they have to wait until the next creation to come back again to take a material body and continue whatever they have done before.
就是在这个创造结束的时候呢，如果他们要是没有得到凡的解脱，而这个融入到凡的光灿中，或者是没有回到灵性世界的话，那他就必须要回到 Mahavishnu 的体内，并且在他的这个体内处于休眠的状态，然后等着下一次创造的开始，然后等到下一次之后呢，他会再次进入到这个物质创造之中，然后再次有一个物质的躯体。
So from the time they go into whatever spiritual advancement they have made, you know, before the end of the creation, then they're going to resume that immediately after the next creation when they get the material body. Immediately they're going to resume their spiritual practice from the place where they left.
但是对于那些就是在之前的这个灵性的休息没有结束的这些人，然后等到他再次在投生的时候，他就会从他上次结束的那个地方立刻的再次进行他的这个灵性的休息。
Like a person waking from sleep immediately resumes his activities as he was doing when he was awakened before going to sleep.
就像是一个睡着了的人，当他醒了以后呢，他立刻就会去做他在没睡着之前，就是在这个上一次醒着的时候没有完成的事儿，他就赶紧去立刻去完成那件事儿。
Immediately knows what he should do or should not do is all already there.
因为所以呢，他立刻就知道他应该做什么，他不应该做什么。
So, and then there is the eternally liberated souls.
然后还有一些是永恒解脱了的灵魂。
They always associating with the Supreme Lord, either in the Vaikuntha planets or in Goloka Vrindavan.
这个受永恒解脱了的灵魂呢，他们永远都是和主在有着联谊的，无论是在 Vaikuntha 或者是在 Goloka Vrindavan。
And this is the majority of the souls, three-fourths of the creation of the Lord, three-fourths of all the creation of the Lord is all in the spiritual world.
那这实际上是大部分的这个灵魂所待的这个地方，那就是在主的他所有的这些创造的这些灵魂中呢，大部分是在灵性世界的。
Three fourths of the creation is in the spiritual world.
四分之三的创造都是在灵性世界。
So here is just a small percentage of the conditioned souls.
所以说受条件限制的灵魂只是一小部分而已。
So now, question many devotees ask, why did we fell down if you were at Krishna and if you were very happy and very satisfied in our loving relationship with Krishna? Why we fell down to this material world?
所以呢，奉献者就经常会问这么一个问题，就是如果要是我们之前跟 Krishna 在一块儿，然后呢，我们和他有那么开心的关系，而且呢又这么有爱，又这么融洽，那为什么我们还会从灵性世界摔下来呢？
So some spiritualists they say that conditioned souls have been always conditioned in the material world, but now they have an opportunity to become free and to enter in the spiritual world.
那有些
some theories are there like that.
有些灵性人士的理论呢是这样的，就是说呢，这个受条件限制的灵魂，他其实一直都是在物质世界，他从来没有去过灵性世界。但是呢，现在呢，就是他知道了有这么一个机会，可以去到灵性世界。
And Srila Prabhupada, the way it writes in the purport, it seems almost indicating this could be true because he says.Ever conditioned living beings.
而且呢，释迦牟尼佛在今天这个要旨里面呢，似乎也暗示了这个情况就是这么回事，因为它里面说了是永远受条件限制的生物。
So it seems that we have been always conditioned. We have never been in a spiritual world. We have been always conditioned, but eventually, by the mercy of the devotees, mercy of the Lord, we are given the opportunity to become free from material existence.
那么就好像是我们其实永远都是在一种受制约的状况下，从来就没有解脱过。但是呢，由于在奉献者的这个仁慈之下呢，使得我们有了这么一个机会，能够让自己得到解脱，能够回到灵性世界。
But in so many other situations, Srila Prabhupada mentions, yes, they have been conditioned in the material world for so long, for some time immemorial that it cannot trace the time they came to the material world. That's why it's called ever conditioned living being, because it seems has been for so long.
但是呢，舍尔爸爸他在很多其他地方他解释呢，是说由于我们在这个物质世界所受限的这种状态已经待了好长好长一段时间了，就从远古时代就已经开始了，根本就没有办法再往前追溯。所以说呢，因为它太长了，所以呢被称为叫永恒的、永远的。
And in so many instances, Prabhupada said we should all.Endeavor to go back home, back to Godhead. Go back. Go back means go back to the place where we came from. Otherwise, why say go back?
而且呢，很多地方说，法华都讲到呢，我们应该 这个不惜一切的努力的要让自己回家去，要回到守神的身边去。那也就意味着我们其实之前是从那地方来的，否则的话为什么要说我们要回去呢？
We don't say I go back home if I have never been home.
就是如果我要是从来都没有在家的话，那我也不可能说回家了。
I cannot even say home. I cannot even say home because I have never been there.
因为呢，我们根本就不能称其为家，因为我从来就没有在过那儿。
If I have been always conditioned in this material world, it's not even home. Home is a place where we have already been.
对，如果我要是一直都在这个物质世界里面待着的话，那我们就不能说灵性世界那是我们的家，因为我们从来都没有去过，而且那家，所谓家就是我以前在那待过的地方。
Yes, it seems inconceivable. It seems inconceivable that individual soul having a loving relationship with Krishna could fall down into the material world, into material existence, and then develop so many different forms, even take forms of demons and doing horrible things. It seems inconceivable.
所以说呢，作为一个和 Krishna 有着非常的甜美的关系的生物体，他居然让自己掉落到了这个物质世界里面，并且呢还展现出为各种各样的这种形式身形，有的时候呢还甚至于是恶魔的身形，所以这确实是令人不能理解的，是不可思议的。
But it's possible. Why is not possible? Because if you say it's not possible, means that the living entity has no free will in the spiritual world.
但是呢，
if you say it's not possible to make that choice, then it means you don't have free will.
Yeah. 但是呢，这是有可能的，因为如果是不可能的话，这个在灵性世界的这个生物体，它就没有自由意志了。
There's one situation, Srila Prabhupada says.That a living entity at one point, he wants to experience, have heard what there is material existence, they want to experience material existence.
然后沙爸爸有次他就说到呢，就是这个生物体他听说有物质的存在，所以呢他就想去体验一下这种物质存在是什么感觉。
And Krishna tells him, don't go to the material world. It's a terrible place.
然后 Krishna 就对他们说，别去，不要去这个物质存在中，因为那是一个非常可怕的地方。
But the soul still, but I would like just to try, just to see how it is.
但是呢，这些灵魂们呢，还是觉得想试试，那就让我们试试呗，你看看到底是怎么回事。
And Krishna insists, no, it's not a good idea.
然后 Krishna 就坚持说不，不要去，那不是一个好主意。
An individual said, yeah, but still I want to try.
但是这个体灵魂说，但是我还是想试试。
So then Krishna let the individual soul to try.
所以说这个 Krishna 呢就允许了个体灵魂去试一试。
But actually, spiritual, no matter how big,How great is our existence in the material world is still nothing compared with eternities because our existence is eternal and our loving relationship is eternal. So for some period of time, even though it seems like eternity, but for some period of time, we are forgetful of Krishna and we exist in the material world.That period of time is infinitesimal compared to the eternity of our existence.
那么但是呢，就是无论在物质世界的这种存在是多么的漫长，那它或者多么的了不起，这其实跟在灵性世界的这种存在是没有办法相比的，因为在灵性世界和 Krishna 的这种关系是永恒的，在灵性世界的这种存在也是永恒的，所以说呢。 这个在灵在物质世界它的这个存在，如果跟这个永恒相比，它其实也就只是小小的一段时间而已。
It's just because of the influence of time, it makes us feel that our existence has been for so long here in the material world.
但是就是由于在时间的影响下，使得我们觉得在这个物质世界存在的这个时间是非常的漫长的。
Even in the material world, conditioned living entities, they experience different influence of time.
而且呢，就是在这个物质世界里呢，这个生物体它是在不同的时间的这种影响下被影响着的。
Like the little insect, the little ant that is crawling in your desk now, that living entity maybe lives for 1 week in our time.
那比如说用我们的时间去衡量呢，比如现在我们在我们的桌子上爬着的这只小昆虫，它可能就只有一个星期的寿命。
For that living entity is 100 years in its time.
但是这一个星期的时间，对于这个小昆虫它的这个时间去衡量的话，这已经是它的100年了。
But in our time frame, it's just 1 week.
但是从我们的这个时间上来看呢，这只是一个星期而已。
We live for many years, let's say 100 years here, but for Lord Brahma, it's just 1 minute, not even that.
比如说我们度过了100年的人生，但是这100年对于主 Brahma 来说呢，只是一分钟，甚至连一分钟都不到。
So different time is experiencing different ways.
所以说呢，这时间它是相对的，它是从不同的这种方式去体验到的。
So sometimes the example of a person of a devotee is.A devotee going to the garden and pick up a flower for Krishna. He picks up a flower and is attracted to the flower and smells it, or is going to smell it, and then, oh no, it's for Krishna.
那比如说有这么一个例子，就是这个奉献者他到花园里面去为 Krishna 采花，那有这么一刻呢，他突然就觉得他想去闻这朵花的香味儿，然后突然之间他又意识到了，
He smells, but then you realize, oh no, it's for Krishna.
他都已经闻了，就是他都已经闻了这个花的香味，但然后他突然就意识到了，这朵花是给 Krishna 采的。
So they say this material existence is when we smell the flower, not thinking of Krishna. This is just a little moment, and then you realize, oh no, it's for Krishna.
所以说呢，就是在他这个闻鲜花的那一刻，他其实就是在这个物质的存在之中，然后他又意识到了这朵花是给 Krishna 采的。
So when remember now it's for Krishna, it's back to the spiritual world.
对，那就是当他想起了这朵花是给 Krishna 采的时候呢，他又回到了灵性世界。
So our existence in the material world is just a little fragment.A real fragment is in eternity of our existence in the spiritual world is insignificant.
所以说，我们在物质世界的这个存在呢，只是一个惊鸿一瞥而已。那么和我们在灵性世界的这个永恒的存在来讲，根本就是微不足道的。
So why could we not be conditioned by material existence? If in material existence, after all, compared with eternity, is just a fragment of our existence, is just a wrong experience, a wrong thought, like a bad dream, and then we wake up, oh no, I'm with Krishna.
所以既然就是在灵性在物质世界的这个存在，它只不过是离开 Krishna 之后的一个噩梦而已。那我等我从梦想醒来的时候呢，我就知道我还是和 Krishna 在一起的。那既然这样，那我们为什么还会被这个物质存在所限制呢？
So it can happen. It's inconceivable in a sense why the living entity makes that choice of trying to be away from Krishna when he's so happy with Krishna. Why why this curiosity, you could call it, why this interest for something not connected, not really related with their loving relationship with Krishna. But it's possible because a living entity has freedom.
因为这个生物体它是有自由意志的，所以说呢，即便是它和 Krishna 有着非常快乐的在一起的这个时光，而且呢，它也这个它们之间呢也非常的这个甜美的在一起，但是呢，就是由于它有这种自由的意志，它可能就会选择来到这个物质世界，所以呢，这样的事情是有可能发生的。
嗯。It's inconceivable, it happens, how we can choose such a thing, but happens, because in the spiritual world we have full freedom.
那么这个虽然是令人不可思议的，为什么他会这么去选择，但是呢，他是有可能这样去选择的，因为在灵性世界我们是有完全的自由的。
In the material world, our free will is very limited.
但是在物质世界我们的自由意志是很受限制的，是很局限的。
In the material world, we also have experience like in dreams. Now most of us, we dream during our sleep.
那在物质世界呢，我们其实也会，就是我们大家都有这个梦境的体验，因为我们在睡觉的时候都会做梦。
Most of us, we may not remember very well our dreams, but we all dream.
我们大部分的人呢，其实不会记得很清楚我们都做的是什么梦，但是我们大家都会做梦。
And when we are in a dream, it really seems it's going through a long, long time.
而且呢，就当我们在做梦的时候呢，它感觉上是经历了好长时间。
And even if you remember and awaken, it seems it was a long dream. So many things happen.
但即便是当你醒来了以后，你不记得梦里面是什么，但是呢，还是会觉得这个梦好长，而且觉得好像好多事情发生了。
But actually, the dream only happens in a few minutes.
但其实那个梦呢，其实就几分钟而已。
But in our experience, when you are awakened, it seems it was so long.
但是等我们醒过来以后呢，我们就觉得这个梦做了好久。
So even if you have been here since time immemorial into this material world, when we go back to Krishna, it's going to feel like, just the last moment I was elsewhere. I had forgotten Krishna. Oh, okay, I'm back. I was Krishna.
所以呢，就即便是我们在这个物质世界已经待了一个很漫长的一个时间，但是等我们真正回到 Krishna 那儿的时候呢，你就会意识到，哦，刚才其实我就离开了那么一会儿会儿而已，我刚才不知道去哪儿了，但是我现在呢又和我 Krishna 在一块儿了。
So it is time, the influence of time creates that idea of a long, 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 long existence in the material world. Already this lifetime seems so long, it goes through so many things. But this is because of the influence of material time.
所以呢，这些全部都是由于这个物质的时间的影响而造成的一种感觉，就是我们在这个物质世界里面待了很长很长一段时间，即便是在这一世，好像已经是好长一段时间了。但这是因为时间的影响所造成的一种感觉。
So eventually, it's just a question of time. Eventually, all conditioned souls we go back to Krishna, but there will be always some souls making this choice of experience what is the material world.
所以说呢，最终来讲呢，我们大家都会回到这个灵性世界，但是呢，总是会有一些。这个个体灵魂他会来到这个物质世界，他要感受一下这个物质存在是什么。
The question was asked Srila Prabhupada, once we go back, can we fall down again?
那有一次呢，这个人就问了Srila Prabhupada一个问题，就是当我们回到灵性世界之后，我们还会不会再回来，再摔下来？
He said, Prabhupada said, yeah, the capacity, the possibility is there, but we don't misuse it again because we had already experienced what is material existence. It was not a good experience. So we don't want to do it again. But the possibility is there. It's not that he cannot. He can. He can choose again to be separated from Krishna, but he doesn't do it because already experienced that, like in a bad dream. Oh, it was terrible. Like a bad dream, we don't want to repeat a bad dream. You know, good dreams, yes, but not bad dreams.
让爸爸说呢，这是有可能的，因为呢，他可以再次选择再回到物质世界。但是呢，就是由于他之前已经有了这种不好的体验，已经知道这是一个噩梦了，他不想再做这个噩梦了，所以呢，他就不会再做出这样的一个选择。
So yes, we fell down from the spiritual world, but our fall down is in eternity. Yes, it's not so much significance, no more than just a bad dream that we have overnight.
所以说呢，我们是从灵性世界摔了下来，但是这和我们在灵性世界的永恒的这种状态相比呢，来到这个物质世界的这个短暂的这一段时间，其实并不值一提，就好像是一个噩梦一样。
But now.The fact now is that we are caught in a dream.
但是这事实，现在这个此时的这个事实呢，是我们被陷在这个梦里。
We are inside the dream, and we are maybe experience sometimes very terrible moments in our dream.
我们现在呢是处在这个梦里面，而且有的时候呢，我们还会体验一些在梦里面的很可怕的时刻。
We are suffering very much.
我们很受苦。
With so much anxiety.
我们很焦虑。
So much fear.
我们有那么多的恐惧。
Like when you are in a dream, you experience all these feelings and they seem real, they seem true.
比如说当你在梦里面的时候呢，你会有所有的这些体验，而且看起来就是真实的。
In your existence in a dream, all this is real. You experience the fear, the pain, the anxiety. You experience all of that.
所以说呢，就是当你在这个状态下的时候呢，其实你是会感受到所有的这些感觉的。比如说，你会有焦虑啊，会有恐惧啊，会有害怕呀，所有的这些都看起来都是真的。
But then when we wake up, say, "Ah, was just a dream."
就是当你在睡着的时候呢，都是这样的想的。但是等你醒过来以后呢，就发现啊，只不过是一个梦而已。
So the same, our material existence, when we are back to Krishna, when we are awakened back to Krishna, oh, what a bad dream.
那所以同样也是这样的，就是当我们摆脱了这个物质的存在，然后回到 Krishna 的身边的时候，那会儿我们就会发现，哇，不过是一个噩梦。
So that's why so many times we encounter material existence is like a dream, it's not real.
那所以我们有时候呢就会说这个物质世界它就像是一个梦，它不是真的。
But while we are in a dream, we are experiencing it as real.
但是为什么我们会在梦里面，而且我们是像真实的体验一样去体验着这个梦呢？
So while we are in the material world, we are taking our material existence very seriously.
那为什么我们在这个物质世界，而且还这么认真的去，就这么认真的去对待我们现在所处在的这个物质的处境呢？
But when we receive guidance from the spiritual master, from the scriptures, then we wake up to our real, to the real understanding of life, and then we realize that we have been in a dream.
但是呢，当我们得到了灵性导师以及经典的指导的时候呢，那我们就明白了，我们知道了，其实我们现在是处在一种处在一种梦境之中。
So now we are in the process of awakening up.
所以呢，我们现在是处在一个要醒过来的程序中。
Is it when you are in bed after having going through a dream, either good or terrible dream, when you wake up, takes a little while to catch up with the awakened reality. You are still in a hazy type of situation between the sleep and awakening takes a few minutes, you know, until we are completely awakened. So we are at that stage, kind of still leaning to our dream, what we just experienced before it, the good or bad, and our real existence. We are in between. We are still in a hazy condition. This is our in the stage of practice. You know, we are not yet perfect, so we are still in between.
就是当我们做梦，如果我们甭管我们这个梦做的是好梦啊，还是噩梦，但是等我们醒过来以后，发现这是一个梦的时候，但是我们那会儿还不能够完全的处于一个非常清醒的状态，就是还是处在一个挺晕晕乎乎的状态，然后要让自己要醒那么一段时间才能够彻底的醒过来。所以我们现在呢，处在的这个奉爱服务的这个休息阶段的这个状态，其实就是从梦醒过来。但是呢，还没有完全的醒过来，还处在一个就是晕晕乎乎的这个状态的这个时候。
So we are going to be awakened. We are in the process of being awakened. So eventually, we're going to be totally free from the influence of this material existence, free from the influence of this bad dream.
对呢，我们现在呢是处在要醒过来的这个程序之中。那我们呢是会完全醒过来的。所以说终局来说呢，我们是完全能够摆脱这个物质存在的束缚的，就在我们完全醒过来的时候。
So throughout the scriptures and throughout the teachings of Srila Prabhupada and lectures, the whole situation seem to indicate that yes, we have been with Krishna and we have chosen to go away from Krishna, which is called a fall down into material existence.
那就是通过这个灵性导师以及释迦牟尼佛的书籍以及经典的这些对我们的指导和教导呢，我们都理解了。那我们其实是跟 Krishna 在一起来着，但是后来呢，由于我们在这个自由意志的这个选择下呢，使我们选择离开 Krishna， 然后来到了这个物质世界。
Yes, inconceivable choice. Why we choose to leave Krishna and everything was okay. But we use our free will in that way. We will make our material experience and then we wake up and we realize that it was a bad dream. It was a bad choice.
所以呢，这听起来反正是挺让人不可理解的。为什么在那儿一切都好好的，还要做出这样的一个来到物质世界的这个选择？但事实上呢，我们就用了我们的自由意志，然后就来了。来了以后呢，后来就发现，这是一个噩梦。然后后来我们就回去了。
It's a wrong choice. Was a wrong choice.
而且呢，也意识到这是一个错误的选择。
And then we don't do it again because we had already had that experience, so we don't misuse again our free will.
因为我们已经做过这一点，而且知道这是一个错误的选择，是一个噩梦，所以呢，我们就不会再这么再去用我们的自由意志，所以我们就不会再来了，就不会再选择来了。
But Srila Prabhupada said the capacity to choose again that is there, but we don't misuse just because now we know what is material existence. That's all.
对呢，Srila Prabhupada说呢，就是再次回来的这种可能性是有的。因为呢，我们依然还是这样去选择，但是呢，就是由于我们知道的这个选择是不对的，所以呢，我们就不会再去用这个，不会再去这样的用这个自由意志。
Okay, we stop here, and if any comments or questions, you are much welcome.
Yeah, 我们这个讲课这一部分呢，就先到这儿，然后看看大家有没有任何的问题和评述，然后可以进行一些讨论。第一个问题来自于一位。手机 YY 的新人 Hare Krishna 顶拜 Guru， 请问我一学佛的朋友说呢，佛是最高等的，佛家梵歌说的是神，说神在佛之下，大意就是说奉爱瑜伽不究竟。This is more like a comment maybe it's from a new devotee, and she said that Hare Krishna, please accept my venerable obeisances to you. One of my Buddhism friends said that Buddha is the highest, or Buddhism teaching is the highest. And the Bhagavad Gita is about the Lord, about the God. However, the God is inferior to the Buddha. So basically, my friend's meaning is that the bhakti yoga is not the most straightforward way. Yeah, it's not the direct way.
So you have to tell them there is no difference between Krishna and Buddha.
那您可以跟您的朋友说, 在Krishna和佛之间没有区别。
Just Krishna came before 5,000 years ago and gave this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, and then Buddha came to give some principles of morality because people were misusing the teachings of Bhagavad Gita.
在5000年以前呢, Krishna他降临于世, 并且呢给了薄伽梵歌的教导。 然后后来呢，佛陀来了，佛陀来了呢，他给了大家关于道德的教导。的原因是因为有人他滥用了薄伽梵歌的教导。So
Buddha at least taught them how to the basic moral principles to be compassionate, to be kind to others, to be merciful. Because this, without this, there is no humanity and there is no possibility of spiritual life without these basic qualities.
然后佛陀呢，他就来了以后呢，就给大家进行了一些普遍的道德教育的普及，比如说如何变得有怜悯心呐，如何要对别人慈悲啊，如何要对别人心存良善呐。 因为如果是没有这些基础的这些道义在的话呢，那就没有这个就不人道，那然后也就不可能谈及任何的灵性的修为了。That's
why in Buddhism we don't see talk about spiritual existence. We don't see teachings about loving relationships with Buddha in a spiritual world. There is no such information because it's just a basic religious understanding, how to be kind, how to be compassionate, how to be clean, the basic moral principles, to live in a mood of goodness, because from the mood of goodness, then real spirituality can awaken in a heart.
所以为什么在这个佛学的教导里面呢，就没有一些灵性的存在的话题，或者说是跟佛之间的非常甜美的互动的关系的这种话题？ 因为在佛教的这个教导里面呢，它是最基本的教导，是关于良善、仁慈，这个善良、洁净的，如何居住，就如何生活在善良形态的层面的，这样的就是最基本的这种学习。那么只有在这样的基本的这种学习铺垫好了之后呢，才能够去谈关于灵性的修习的问题。
If your Buddhist friend very honestly analyze Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavad Gita without any despising Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavad Gita to try to understand it honestly, then you will find that in the Bhagavad Gita, all the teachings of the Buddha are there and much more beyond that.
如果您的学佛的朋友，他要是没有任何蔑视心的 很就是以很好的心态，很真诚的去研习薄伽梵歌，去阅读薄伽梵歌的话，就会发现薄伽梵歌里面涵盖了所有的佛陀所教导的内容，而且呢，在这个佛陀教导内容之上，还有更多的内容。But
most people in other beliefs, they just don't accept any other scripture, then they are not going even to open to analyze this knowledge. They just despise it.
但是呢，就是对于有别的信仰的人，一般来说的这种状况就是，他们根本就不想打开其他的经典的书籍，不想去读，甚至于呢，就是对其他这些经典书籍呢是心存蔑视的。So
their faith in their particular religion or their particular path, but it's a blind faith.
所以呢，他们是处在一个特定的修习的路途之中，是有信仰的，但是这种信仰呢是很盲目的。So
for this type of people, like your friend Buddhist, just give her a smile. Don't pursue any discussion on these things. just tell her, anyway, let's chant Hare Krishna or let's take prasadam.
那么就是对于您的这位学佛的朋友，您跟他相处的这种方式呢，就是不要跟他进行太深的辩论，只是跟他笑笑，很友好，然后呢，我们一起来念诵 Hare Krishna 的名号，然后呢，一起来吃菩萨蛋，一起荣耀菩萨蛋。
And if the person for some reason likes to chant Hare Krishna and likes prasad, eventually become purified, maybe we can then speak.You can then speak with your friend in a different way.
如果要是这位朋友他要是喜欢国家梵歌的名号或者喜欢这个 Hare Krishna 的名号或者是喜欢荣耀 Prasadam 的话呢，那慢慢他就能够得到净化，然后呢就可以通过另外一种方式来跟他进行沟通了。
Buddhists, we can touch the hearts of Buddhists by speaking about love.Because it's something that you don't find in the teachings of Buddha, that when you become perfect, we attain the highest love. There is no such thing, because everybody becomes Buddha, everybody becomes one. And if there is only one, there is no love in the relationship, and that's very terrible.
就是一般来说，在跟这个学佛者在沟通的时候呢，用爱的这个话题是能够打动他们的，因为在这个佛教的这个教导里面呢，其实他们是没有这种这个爱的互动，就是这个和就是佛之间的这种爱的这种互动的，他们只是就是最后变得就是所有人都是佛，大家都处在一个同样的一个层面，那这样其实要仔细想想，其实还是挺可怕的一种状态。
You can ask your Buddhist friend.Do you value your loving relationships with your family, with your children, with your husband, your other friends? You know, do you really value those loving relationships? And usually people value them because this is so important in their lives. Without loving relationships in this world, life is unbearable.
那你可以问你的这个学佛的朋友，就是你。也珍不珍惜你在就是你现在有的这些爱的关系，比如说和你的朋友啊，和你的家人啊，和你的丈夫，和你的孩子呀、啊、什么之类的。那通常来说呢，大家是非常的珍惜自己所现在所拥有的这种各种各样的爱的关系的，因为如果是没有爱的话，我们的生活是没法过下去的。
So you tell her, okay, it's very nice, but when you become Buddha, there is no such thing anymore. Your life will be just you and nothing else.
然后呢，你就会跟他说，但是你真正的就是成佛之后呢，就不会再有这些爱的关系存在了，因为在那会儿除了你之外就没有别的了。
There is no description of loving relationships between Buddha and other living entities in the spiritual world. There is no such thing because you become Buddha, you become him. Then there is no loving relationship.
因为在灵性世界里面没有任何的关于佛陀和其他的生物体之间的这种爱的互动，因为呢你就变成了佛，就没有其他的人了，所以呢之间就没有这种爱的没有这种爱的互动。
For a loving relationship, it needs at least two.
那对于爱的关系呢，至少应该有两个人在。
Not just one. If just one is no loving relationship, oh, it's unbearable. To become Buddha is unbearable.
对，那如果是只是一个人的话呢，那就不可能有爱的关系的互动，那这是让人不能忍受的。就如果是变成了佛，就变成一个人，那就没有爱的互动，那就挺让人不能忍受的。
So try to speak about love. Maybe the person can.See that is something. There's something that's missing in Buddhism that is very, 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 very strong.
所以说呢，您可以用这个角度，用这个爱的这个角度呢，去和他进行一下沟通。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, there are many questions here. Yamuna Kirama 的姐弟妈说。若我们是永恒受条件限制的灵魂，那么又如何理解我们原本就和 Krishna 有一种永恒的关系呢？如果回到灵性世界，我们是否就成为了永恒解脱的灵魂了呢？这里的永恒是很难理解的。 Krishna 在博迦放歌里说到，到达我的居所永不会重返这个充满痛苦的物质世界，可还是有人返回，这些看似矛盾的情况确实难以理解。She has two questions, but all of them are related. So I'm going to read the whole thing. Asha, please accept my very humble obeisances. If we are the eternal conditioned soul, then how to understand that we have a relationship, we have an eternal relationship with Krishna originally?
Okay, I can just reply. Wait. Oh. You already mentioned that when we say eternally conditioned, means it has been for so long that we cannot trace the beginning. Just the wording,
yes.
Because there is no eternity. We are not conditioned souls eternally.
Yeah. 其实呢，就是刚才我们在课上已经讲到，就是说这个所谓的这个永恒受条件限制的灵魂，它指的是因为已经在这儿待的时间太长了，长到了没有办法再往回追溯了，所以呢，这只是一个从语言上的描述而已。
We have an eternal loving relationship with Krishna. Now it's just interrupted because we have chosen to come to experience material existence. For some time, our loving relationship is just put on hold. But eventually we're going to pick up that loving relationship from where we left because that loving relationship is eternal.
那我们和 Krishna 之间呢，的确是有永恒的关系的。但是呢，因为我们现在用自由意志，他选择了别的事情，所以此时我们和 Krishna 之间的这种永恒的关系暂时的被中断了。但是之后还是会重新的接上的，因为我们和 Krishna 的关系它就是永恒的。
Now, after going back to the spiritual world, Krishna said, you don't return to this material world. It's a fact, because once we have experienced the material world, we don't want to come to this material world. I explained this also. But Srila Prabhupada said, but we still have the choice. We just don't misuse that choice, because we already have experienced that the material world, there is suffering. So we don't want to experience material existence again.We don't want to be away from Krishna.
Yeah, 而且呢，这个 Krishna 他在《博迦梵歌》里说到了，当我们到达永恒的居所之后呢，不会再重返这痛苦的物质世界。的确是这么回事儿，就是因为我们，因为我们不想再回来了。那么，但是舍尔帕帕他也说了，他说呢，因为我们是有这个自由意志的，所以呢，我们是可能再选择回来。但是由于我们之前已经来过这儿，我们知道这件事情是很痛苦的，所以呢，我们就不会再去选择做这件事情。
So our loving relationship with Krishna is eternal. It's just interrupted for some time, which is insignificant compared with our existence in the spiritual world. Any existence in the material world is a temporary existence and is just a fragment.Of our eternal existence, so is not very significant. Once we come back, we go back.
对呢，就是我们和 Krishna 之间的这种关系是永恒的。但是呢，当我们来到这个物质世界之后呢，我们和 Krishna 之间这种永恒的关系呢，就暂时的被中断了。但是呢，和我们和 Krishna 之间这种永恒的关系来相比的话呢，就这种短时。的中断，它是微不足道的。特别是就是当我们回到灵性世界之后，去和就是那种永恒性和现在在这个物质世界里面相比的话，是微不足道的。
Like a dream that we experience in one particular night has no really consequence on our existence.
Sorry, Ashu, could you say it again?
A particular dream that we have in one night.Does not have an influence in our real existence.
Okay.
When
okay. 就是当我们在某一个晚上所做的一个梦，它其实不会影响到我们真正的这种存在的状态。
During the dream, we were very affected, and when we woke up, maybe for some moments we're still affected by the dream, but when you are completely awakened and resume all our activities, our relationships with our family, etc., etc., then we forget. The dream is forgotten. It's no more, there's no consequence in our real existence.
就是当我们在做梦的时候，也许可能我们会被这梦所影响，然后当我们刚刚从梦里边醒过来的时候呢，可能依然会被这梦影响，但是等我们完全醒过来之后，完全再去从事我们正常的活动的时候呢，这个梦就已经不会再来影响我们了。
So the problem now is that we are in the dream, we are implicated in the dream and we are taking it as real. That's the problem.
但是这个问题呢，就是我们现在是在这个梦里面，而且呢，我们觉得这梦是真的，这是问题。
So we need to be awakened. We need to awaken from our dreaming condition.
对呢，我们就需要醒过来，我们必须要从我们的这个梦境的状态中醒过来。
How do we awaken a person? You say, hey, hey, wake up with the sounds.
但是我们怎么去唤醒一个在睡觉的人呢？你就用这个声音，嘿嘿嘿，赶紧醒过来。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, wake up sleeping souls, wake up sleeping souls. How long are you going to continue sleeping in the lap of Maya? This is a song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura. Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole. Wake up sleeping souls, wake up sleeping souls, Hare Krishna. This is the sound, wake up. So we resume our normal eternal life with Krishna. He's asleep.
那我们就用 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名呢来唤醒我们沉睡的这种状态。那像 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura 在他的 Jeev Jago 中的呼唤一样，沉睡的灵魂赶紧醒过来吧，赶紧醒过来吧。那你还要在 Maya 的大腿上沉睡多久呢？所以说呢，这个我们唤醒我们的声音是 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名，然后因为我们现在就是在一个睡觉的状态。
What is difficult to understand is why we have chosen to go away from Krishna's association and experience this material world. This is what is inconceivable, that some souls made this choice and we are some of them. And why other souls, you know, they never made that choice, you know.
就是真正让人难以理解的一个部分，就是为什么会在和 Krishna 待的好好的这种状态下，会做出一个离开他而来到这物质世界的选择，这是很难以理解的一部分。而我们呢，就是其中部分做出了这样的选择，而有些灵魂呢，他们是永远都不会做出这样的选择的。
But in life, even in material life, sometimes we make choices.That later on we start thinking, how did I make such a choice? How could I have made such a choice? But we did it.
但是在我们就是现在这个生活中，有的时候呢，我们也会为我们之前做出来这个选择会感叹到，哎，我为什么会有这样的一个选择呢？我怎么就做成这样了呢？
So yes, our life is eternal.And our loving relationship with Krishna is eternal. That loving relationship is just on hold for some time because we are still dreaming. We are still sleeping, dreaming. You have not awakened yet and remember, oh, I have to serve Krishna. I have to prepare something for Krishna.
所以说呢，我们的生命是永恒的，我们和 Krishna 之间的关系也是永恒的。但是呢，我们和Krishna 之间这种永恒的关系现在暂时的被停滞在那儿的原因，就是由于我们现在是处在一个睡眠的状态，还没有醒过来。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, well, you answered, although I didn't translate the whole thing, but
because I translate with the WeChat as a translator.
Oh, okay.OK, 那仰慕那天然猫的鸡，那阿叔就基本上就回答了您所有的问题。那我们现在先看后面的问题了。下面这个问题是来自于 Rasika Radha 吗？他记得 Hare Krishna 顶拜阿叔，感谢您精彩的讲课，谢谢翻译和主持人。刚才听您说，哪怕只是和别人打招呼说成 Hare Krishna， 都能让人在来世中还能体会人的生命 可是与主有关的一切是可见，与主有关的一切是多么的有力量。秦蛙说，我鼓励女儿在群里每天去诵读博家放歌，但她应该是没有那种分外之情的去诵读，这样她能受益吗？我每天读诵圣典博家瓦坛唱诵时，她就在我身边很专注的玩手机，请问她这样的灵魂会受益吗？哈利克什纳，感恩您。 So do I need to translate?
Something will go there. Even though she's distracted, she's always she's hearing some spiritual sound vibration. So she's getting some benefit. She could get more benefit if she would be attentive and probably consciously make a better choice in her life. But if that is not going to happen in this lifetime, at least she's hearing the sound vibration, she's hearing the holy name, she's taking prasadam, and she's certainly guaranteed the human form of life. But you expect that she get more than just a human form of life. You expect that she embrace Krishna consciousness and become a perfect soul in this life or in the next life, but becomes a devotee. So maybe that's not going to happen in this lifetime, but by hearing these sound vibrations, she is guaranteed a human life in the next life, and certainly with a opportunity to associate with devotees again.
是这样的啊，就是她现在这么做了以后呢，因为她听到了这个这种声音的这种震动，所以呢，就是她一定能够受益的一点呢，就是她能够保持人类的这个身形，并且在下一世呢能够继续成为人，而且呢也能够得到奉献者的怜悯。但是因为您对他的这种期待是希望他能够开始真正的从事奉爱服务，然后呢变成一位奉献者，这个可能在这一生可能是做不到的。但是如果要是您的女儿她要是以那种就是更加的专注的，就是尽心的、有意识的去做这些事儿呢，那他可以得到更多的益处。
嗯 ，Okay, next question。
下面这个问题是来自于阳光灿烂的顶拜咕噜的莲花族，请问刚才我们从灵性堕落下来，是因为我们的个人的选择，请问今生我们如果回到灵性世界，会不会有一天我们又会因为那个人的选择而再堕落到的物质世界呢？You got it?
Better translate. No, because sometimes
okay.
The little not very clear. So.
Yeah, but actually you have really covered this point. Please accept my humble obeisances to your lotus feet. Just now you said that it's because of our free will that we choose that come to this material world. So my question is that if we go back to the spiritual world in this lifetime, is that possible for us to make the choice again to degrade it to the material world again?
We already replied that.
对，就这个问题我们已经回答了。
Now, once we go back, since we already have experience of misery, the misery of material existence, even though in eternity is a little fragment of time, but still that experience is there. And you are not going to make that choice again to be away from Krishna. You already have done.
因为呢，因为你已经做出了这样一个选择，就是你已经感受到了在物质存在中的这种痛苦。所以说呢，当你回到了这个永恒的这种状态的时候呢，你就不会再去做出这样的一个选择了。虽然你有这个选择，但你不会再这么做了。
嗯 ，Next question.
Next question from 稳定顶拜咕噜，有一位日本作者写了一本书叫《水知道答案》，其中说到的是赞美或者批评水，水的结构就有不同的变化。请问，由于水中有灵魂的缘故吗？万物皆有灵吗？所有的水中都有灵魂存在吗？谢谢。And he's asking
No, there's no soul in the water.
在水里面是没有灵魂的。
Water is one of the basic material elements which has no consciousness.
那这个水呢，它是其中的一个最基础的元素。那这水本身它是没有意识的。
But water has many living entities within.
但是在水里面有很多生物体。
and the living entities have souls. Even if they are minuscule living entities in water, they have souls.
但是呢，这些生物体它们都是有灵魂的，即便是一个非常微小的，微小的一个生物体，它也是有灵魂的。
And water is energy, is the energy of the Lord, is part of the material energy of the Lord.
而这个水呢，它是主的能量。
Yes, there is one. They can experience feelings or sound vibrations by seeing the molecular structure of the water at analyze at particular moments, and they can analyze how and they can have answers about certain things just by seeing the how the molecular composition of the water changes in different ways. Yes, because in the water there is atoms, and in the atoms there is the super soul. So it's life present everywhere, but the water itself is unconscious, is dead. It's just there are many living entities and then many atoms and where the super soul it is in.
那么就是这个确实能够就是在这个水分子中观察到它有各种各样的结构，而且呢这个水分子的结构是通过它的那种感受或者声音的这种震动而造成的这种不同的结构。这结构的原因是因为水分子里面它有很多的原子，而这原子里面是有这个生物体的，而这原子里面是有超灵的。那也就意味着在这个水里面呢是有好多好多的这种生物体，是由这些生物体他们在感受着这个震动和感受着声音的震动的时候来产生的这些不同的结构。但是水本身它是没有，水本身它是没有灵魂的在的。
Okay, next question.
So the last sentence conclusion. So the water, in order for have all of this reactions from the sound vibration is because all of this living entities inside of the water to create those kind of structure. Right?
Because the living entities and. And the atoms are there, and the atoms are occupied by the super soul. So, but the water itself is just inert material energy of the Lord.
Yeah. 再最后说一句，就是这个水呢，它是主的这个惰性的能量。但是呢，就是在水里面的所有的这些生物体，所有的这些原子里面的这些超灵，使得。它产生了这种水的结构，就是分子的这个结构的变化。OK， 那么下面这个问题是稳定，还是这位马德吉的啊？明天是主巴拉姆的显现日，有个细节的问题请教亲爱的姑姑您。作为哥哥，巴拉姆到底比奎什纳大多少？大半个月的话，那么按照现在生育孩子的方法，同一位父母是做不到的。Vasudev 是怎么孕育的？谢谢您。
Yes, Balaram is just a few months older than Krishna. Or a few weeks, a week and so. It's just a week or 10 days older than Krishna, yeah.
主巴拉姆比 Krishna 要大一个星期或者十天左右。
Because it was born from Vasudeva, appear in the womb of Devaki, and then it was transferred by the arrangement of Yogamaya. It was transferred into the womb of Rohini Mata, was another wife of Vasudev that was living free, and she became pregnant for over 14 months. So it make up for the time. That meanwhile Krishna Devaki became pregnant again and then Krishna took birth, so that's why the difference is so short.
是这样的啊，就是主巴拉姆的父亲是 Vasudev， 然后 Vasudev 使 Devaki 妈妈孕育了主 Balaram， 然后在 Yoga Maya 的能力之下呢， Yoga Maya 就把这个 Devaki 子宫里的这个孩子呢就转移到了 Vasudev 爸爸的另外一位妻子 Rohini 妈妈的子宫里面。那因为 Rohini 妈妈呢当时是在监狱外面，所以是自由身的。那然后呢Rohini妈妈她怀孕了，她怀孕以后呢她孕育这个孩子孕育了14个月的时间。那在这一段但在这段期间里面呢，这个 Devaki 妈妈等于又怀孕了，这回怀的是 Krishna。那这回呢就使得主 Balaram 他的出生的这个时间呢和主 Krishna 出生的这个时间中间有这两个星期的隔差。
Because Balaram was already in the womb of Devaki for a few months, and then she was thought having a miscarriage. Actually, the baby, because she was, they could see she was pregnant, but they said there was a miscarriage. Actually, the baby was transferred to the womb of Rohini, stay for 14 months. So, adding with the months that stay in Devaki and the 14 months, altogether correspond to the time that between, meanwhile, Krishna, you know, took birth and they were about the same time.
Devaki 妈妈她怀主 Balaram 怀了一段时间之后呢，展现出来的这个真相，就别人知道的知道这段故事呢是Devaki 流产了，但其实她并不是流产。实际上是这个孩子被转到了 Rohini 妈妈的子宫里面，然后呢Rohini 妈妈怀她怀了14个月，这样呢就赶上了 Devaki 妈妈生 Krishna 的时候的这个时间，就是他们俩就差俩星期。
So by the time Krishna took birth, Balaram was already born for 1 or 2 weeks.
所以说呢当 Krishna 出生的时候呢 Balaram 他就是已经出生一到两个星期了。
Okay, next question.
From Varshana Sundari Mataji, Hare Krishna, 顶拜阿叔的莲花族，感恩阿叔甜美的甘露，谢谢翻译和主持人的服务，顶拜每一位奉献者的莲花族。婆家放歌说，每一个世界是真实的，但是短暂的，又说在灵性世界的倒影，那就是像阿叔所讲的，这个物质世界又是虚幻的。那么这个世界到底是真实的还是虚幻的呢？感恩您。You got it?
No,
she's saying that in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that this world is a real world, however, it's a temporary world. And also said that it is, the material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. And also said that this material world is an illusory world.So what it is that? Is this world is a real world or is an illusory world?
It's a temporary reality because this material world sometimes manifests, sometimes it's not manifest. That's why it's not considered real.
那么这个物质世界呢它是一个临时的相对的真实的状态，因为它有的时候显现，有的时候不显现，所以呢，从这个角度来讲，它不是真的。
What is illusory is our existence in this material world.
那么这个所谓这个虚幻呢，是我们在这个物质世界的存在是一种虚幻的状态。
The material world exists. It's sometimes manifest, sometimes not manifest, but it exists. Even though it's temporary, it exists.But our material existence, that's an illusion because the soul does not have material existence.
这个物质世界呢，它虽然有的时候显现，有的时候不显现，但是它确实真实存在的，它确实是存在的。但是呢，我们的这个，但是我们这些个体灵魂，它其实是没有一个真正的物质存在的。
So, okay, this begs another question. Oh.So we don't have a real existence in the material world. Why we are here? Because we think we are part of this material existence. We identify with this material existence like a person in a dream identifies with the dream and thinks that what happens is real. But we know it's just identification with something that is illusory. It's not real. Once you wake up, you realize, oh, it's not that.
但是那可能又会有一个问题了。那既然我们都不是真的，我们是虚幻，那为什么还会在这儿呢？那到底怎么解释呢？那其实就是我们之所以会感觉我们的存在的原因，是因为我们认同了这个物质的存在，所以呢，物质世界的存在，所以说呢，我们就觉得自己也是真实存在的，就好像这个梦。当我们在这个梦里的时候，我们就觉得在这个梦里面实际上是真的，但是等我们从梦里面醒过来的时候呢，发现其实不是真的，是一个虚幻的幻境。
Yes, so our existence in the material world is illusory because the individual soul can never mix with material energy. It's just an illusion. We think we identify with material energy.
所以说呢，就是我们在这个物质世界的这个存在这件事情，它是虚幻的。因为作为一个灵性的灵魂，它是不可能和物质能量相融合在一起的。我们之所以觉得和这个物质存在，是真正的存在的原因，是由于我们就是认同了这个物质能量的存在。
This is the power of material energy. It creates this illusion.That we think we are these bodies, and we think that all this loving relationship, all these activities are real. This is created by material illusion.
那么这个呢，其实就是物质能量它的力量所在。那么它呢，就创造出了这种虚幻的幻境，让我们觉得我们就是这具躯体。然后呢，我们就是处在。Sorry, we are this material body, and we are in this material existence.
We are this material body. We identify the material environment with the relationships in this.
Yeah. 然后呢，我们就认同于这个物质的环境，并且呢，我们也认同于就是相信我们现在所处在的所有这些物质的关系之中。
So material energy, first with illusion, covers our real identity as.It's eternal servants of Krishna in a particular rasa. And then it creates a new identity, a false identity, false ego, false identity, also created by illusion. This is the power of material illusion. It's so powerful, so strong.
所以说呢，就是这个物质的虚幻能量，它是非常的强壮的、强悍的。首先呢，它是遮盖了我们的对 Krishna 的永恒的普人的这种真实身份。他把这个遮盖住之后呢，然后呢，他又创造出了我们在这个物质世界的虚幻的这种身份，然后让我们去认同于就是这种虚幻的这种状态，我们就是这样的一种状态。
So material, getting back, material energy is real. Material world is real.
Okay, 我们再梳理一下，就这个物质能量、物质世界，它是真实的。
But our material existence, our thinking that we belong here and we are this body and we have this relation, this is an illusion. So our existence in this world is an illusion.
但是呢，我们在这个物质世界的存在，我们认为我们是在这个物质世界的，我们有这些物质的关系，我们是这个物质的躯体，这个是一个幻境，是一个虚幻。
That's the dream we have to wake up from.
那这个就是我们需要醒过来的那场梦。
It's an illusion, yes.
就是
material existence is an illusion.
对呢，就是物质的存在，这是虚幻。
But material world is the reality. It's the Krishna's material energy. It's real.
但是呢，物质世界是真的，它是 Krishna 的物质能量，这是真的。这是真实的。
But it's temporary. Sometimes manifest, sometimes not manifest. Not like the spiritual world. The spiritual world is always manifest and is not made of material elements. Material energy is made of material elements that goes through changes from appearance to death, and eventually the material world is non-manifest and then is manifest again. So.And there's no consciousness in material world. There's no consciousness. So there's the difference between material world and the spiritual world.
所以呢，这个物质世界呢，它是临时的，就是它是短暂的，它有的时候会显现，它有的时候呢不会显现。而物质世界呢，它是永恒的，它从来都是这种显现的这种状态。而且呢，就是这个物质世界呢，它会发生变化，它比如说呢，它会有出生，它会有死亡，而灵性世界它是不会有这样的变化的。
OK. The other question.
喜宝的问题，顶拜咕噜，今天的课程听得我好烧脑啊，能不能理解为 Krishna 在创造初的时候，我们是根本没有自由意志，完全是他在意愿下创造出来的世界，后来被创造之后呢，我们才有了自由意志，选择留在灵性世界或者是在物质世界，对吗？I'm sure you didn't get that from your translation.
No, because my machine is not good as you.
Because of this
machines,
question,
machines have not yet surpassed the human brain. So I don't trust the machine as I trust you. Okay.
因为有的时候阿叔是用那个微信的翻译来翻译的。我跟阿叔说，我说这道题您肯定那微信是翻译不出来的。他说那个微信里面的这个翻译跟人脑比起来好像还是有点差别。The question is like this. She said that it's really a brain burning of the class of today because the technical is quite technical of the class of today. So is that okay for me to understand it in this way? In the beginning of the creation of the Lord, and we don't have the free will. So it's just completely under the will of the Lord, the world to be created. But after the creation, then we started to have the free will. So we choose to stay in either spiritual world or come to this material world. Is that the right understanding?
No, it's very confusing. It's very confusing.
不是，这个很令人困惑。
Material creation has nothing to do with the spiritual world.
这个物质的创造和，就是这个物质的创造和灵性世界是没有任何关系的。
When you speak about creation, means only the material world is created.
那么当我们在说创造的时候呢，这个创造指的是物质世界的创造。
The spiritual world is always existing.
但是这个物质世界，灵性世界呢，始终都是存在的。
So originally we're in that spiritual world.
对，最原初的时候呢，我们是在那个永恒存在的灵性世界里的。
So when we fall down from the spiritual world,
但是呢，当我们从灵性世界摔下来以后
，because we choose to experience being separated from Krishna, being away from Krishna,
也就是当我们摔下来的时候，那会儿呢，是因为我们选择要离开 Krishna.
So.We enter into the body of Mahavishnu, who is an incarnation of Krishna.
所以说呢，我们就进入到了 Mahavishnu 的体内，而 Mahavishnu 呢是 Krishna 的一个化身。
And Mahavishnu is the one who creates the material universes.
而 Mahavishnu 呢是那个创造这物质宇宙的那位化身。
So when Mahavishnu breathes out in his when he's relaxing in his special type of yoga nidra, type of special of sleep, it's not a real sleep like us, but he's very relaxed. And when he's breathing out, the material creation takes place, the material, everything, all the universes are created, and we are given opportunity to take birth in the material world.
那么当 Mahavishnu 他当时呢就非常的悠闲的以 Yoga Nidra 的这个形式躺在那儿，好像是睡觉，但其实并不是像我们这样的睡眠的状态。他就是在这种非常悠闲的状态下，他在呼吸的时候，在呼的时候呢，就把这些宇宙就给呼出来了。 那这样呢，就把我们也从他的体内给呼出来，使我们有了机会能够投生在这个物质世界里。
Until we realize, you know, by the help of the devotees, by the help of Krishna, we realize that we should not be in this material world. It's too much suffering, and we go back to the spiritual world. We go back to that eternal spiritual world.
那然后等我们遇到了奉献者，在奉献者的帮助之下呢，我们就发现这个物质世界并不是我们待的地方，我们应该回到那个灵性世界去。
But until we realize that we belong to the spiritual world, we are servants of Krishna. We have to go through many lifetimes, many different forms, experience all kinds of material desires and going through so many material situations until we come to the realization by the help of devotees of the Lord and the scriptures, we realize that we have made a wrong choice, and then we prepare to go back to Krishna like we are doing now.
但是呢，当我们在意识到我们不属于这物质世界，我们要回到灵性世界，我们是主 Krishna 的永恒的仆人之前，我们是要在这个物质世界经历很漫长的各种各样的出生的。那么我们要经历各种各样的这个生物体的形式，然后呢要受各种各样的苦，或者是经历各种各样的这种经历，然后我们会遇到主的 Krishna 的，就主的一位奉献者，然后在这个奉献者的帮助之下，使我们理解到、意识到，哦，这个物质世界不是我们所待的地方，我们应该回到我们本来所在的那个地方，就应该回到灵性世界去，应该恢复和 Krishna 之间的关系。
And this is what we are trying to do now.
而这个呢，是我们现在正在努力做的事情。
Okay, last question. It's already 9:25, and Satya didn't say anything.
Yamuna Tira Mataji.顶巴阿叔，也就是说我们最多只会重返这一次，返回后我们就再也不会回到这个物质世界了。
Yes, we don't come back. Yes, we don't come back.
是的，我们不会再回来了，
no.
不会再回来了。
No, 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 no more, no more.
不会再回来了。
Promise,
不能再回来了。
We are not going to make that choice again.
因为我们不会再做这样的一个选择了。
Thank you very much for your questions. Thank everybody for listening out there.
非常感谢大家的问题，非常感谢大家的聆听。
Very special thank you to Sati and Dhanakeli Matajis because they have given this wonderful time for association.
Ma Ashu, Yamuna Tira has one more thing. Quickly.顶巴阿叔，若 Krishna 的外在能量和边缘能量永恒存在，是否就意味着受条件制约的灵魂也永恒的存在呢？物质世界也永恒的处于展示和不展示呢？ Well, if the external energy and the marginal energy of Lord Krishna are eternally there, does not mean that the conditioned soulsare also eternally existed, and also the material world is also always in the situation of unmanifested and manifested.
Yeah, material world sometimes is manifest, sometimes not manifest. It exists always, but sometimes it manifests means the different forms, the different universes, different is manifest time to time.The material elements that create the material universes is eternal. You know, all the gross, subtle material, they are eternal, but how they combine together to form all these universes, these planets, different forms of life, that is sometimes manifest, sometimes not manifest.
就这个物质是构成物质世界的这个元素是物质元素。那么这些物质元素有精微元素、粗糙元素，这些元素它们都是永恒存在的。但是呢，就是它们来构成这个物质世界的这个状况，有的时候是显现的，有的时候是不显现的。
The individual soul is marginal energy because it can choose to stay in the material world or can choose to go back to the spiritual worlds. That's why it's called marginal energy. But in reality, the individual soul belongs to the spiritual energy. Does not belong to the material energy. Never.
个体灵魂它是边际能量，它可以，所以呢，它才会选择是到物质世界还是在灵性世界。但是从实际上来讲呢，这个边缘，就是这个边缘能量，它是属于灵性能量的，它并不属于物质能量，永远都不属于物质能量。
That's why we say material existence is an illusion. It cannot be real because the spiritual soul cannot have a material existence. It's just an illusion, like in a dream. It's not real.
所以为什么我们就说这个物质存在它是一种虚幻的状态？因为灵性的灵魂它是不可能有物质的存在的。所以呢，它只是认同于自己有这个物质存在，但这就是一个虚幻，它不是一个真实的存在。
So our material existence is an illusion. The material world is real, but sometimes manifest, sometimes not manifest.
所以说我们的这个物质的存在是一种虚幻的状态，但是这个物质世界它是真实的存在，它真实的世界。但这个物质世界呢，它有的时候显现，有的时候不显现。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
阿叔 ki jai, 百昆特之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常感恩阿叔 Krishna Baladev Babu 为我们精彩的讲课以及非常耐心的解释，谢谢 Sati Maharaj。谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美好的日子，深深的顶拜大家 Hare Krishna。